Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
803-05. Well, maybe you do, based on the breakdown that you just had a moment ago. 803-0550 to join us for your Bills Washington talk today. Let's get a little national perspective on the Bills and what's going on through the first 2 weeks in the NFL season. We've been talking a little bit about it. Now we're going to go to the Western Hotline to bring in Greg Bishop, senior writer, Sports Illustrated, SI.com. Greg, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on with us today.
Oh, thanks for having me. Nice to talk to you, Jeremy. Been a little while.
Yeah, Greg, how are things? We were dorm mates. Friends, dorm mates.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Greg's a Syracuse guy.
I would have used your name book in the interview.
Yeah, we've had him on before. Friend of the show, you know.
Okay. Or actually, now I'm glad. I guess I should have been worried if you wouldn't have come on the show if I used your... No, good. So it's nice. So I didn't realize you guys had a connection. That's awesome. Very good.
Absolutely. Sadler Hall, floor two.
Yep. So
thanks for having me, guys.
Oh. You got any stories about Jeremy, what he was like in college?
No stories, but if I remember correctly, Greg, were you put on the floor late or something? Because they had like the men's side and the women's side, and there was an extra room that was like a study hall, and I think Greg lived in that room, but it was on the women's side.
Yeah. Hey, smart.
Right?
That is correct. I was in the study hall on the women's part of the floor, and it was always fun to walk the shower because it was like basically the length of a football field.
Yeah. He had to go like through the lobby, which split the men's side and the women's side on the floor, through the lobby and go, 100 yards for the shower for him.
Yeah. I feel like I should probably just leave that subject where it is, and I'll just move on. You know, we'll start with the Bills, of course, and Greg was kind enough to send me a link to a piece he did. You did a huge feature on Josh Allen around the midpoint of last season and the Josh Allen experience, but in a favorable way. So it's I don't know how much you've seen of the Bills for the first two games, but it's interesting now. The story here is, hey, you know, the whole Josh Allen experience in the passing game, a little bit something off right now.
Yeah, and I think it has been a little bit uneven through the first two games. But I do think that, you know, one thing that stood out to me in the time I spent with Josh was just how intense he was on developing. You know, you've seen him every year kind of add layers to his game. You've seen him improve year by year in certain areas. And so, you know, I don't think that this is the kind of thing where he's stopped growing or where the progress will just be perfectly even and upward. I do think you are going to see some rough patches from him. I do think you are going to see defenses adjust a little bit to some of their offensive deals, but you know, I wouldn't say that I'm worried about the Bills at all. To me, they still look like a Super Bowl contender, and to me, they have one of the more complete rosters in the NFL. So it has been a little more uneven than I expected, but I think they'll be right there in the mix come January.
I like getting national guests on because sometimes, you know, maybe we're a little too close to the story, so to speak, emotional, and, you know, national guests don't necessarily have that. What else did you learn about Josh Allen?
Well, one thing I learned is he's just a really relatable guy. You know, my parents went to the University of Wyoming, and that came up a couple times. You know, there was a good story that I couldn't put, that I couldn't fit into the magazine where he was out playing golf. And somebody asked him for, you know, a selfie, and what he did instead was he grabbed their driver and, like, cranked, like, a drive, like, 300 yards, and he said, there's your selfie. And, like, to me, that was just, like, super relatable. Like, anybody could have a picture, but that guy will remember that moment and that drive for the rest of his life. And, you know, last January I was working on a piece about the Bills' offensive line where I was going to kind of write about them as an extension of Allen and sort of the soul of the team with their personality and whatnot. And it would have ran if they had won that last playoff game. But to me, like, there was a relatability about all of them. It was easy to get behind them. It was easy to sort of see Josh's imprint of personality on that team. And I just feel like, that is a team with a really kind of cool soul. And I think that comes from Josh and starts with Josh.
You know, the 2 weeks in, you want to start making observations, but you don't necessarily want to overreact because it is still a small sample size. We were just talking about the Chiefs, and the Kansas City defense hasn't been good. Granted, they played Cleveland and Baltimore. So, you know, they lose to Baltimore, and we'll see how they do against the Chargers. Give me an updated observation 2 games in on the 2021 Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, I think you have to be a little bit concerned about the defense, particularly with the way that game ended against Baltimore. I do think that they have done some reconfiguring, but when I look at their defense and their roster specifically, I think that they have a lot of talented players. I think that tends to sort of even itself out over the course of a season. You know, you're talking about Chris Jones, you're talking about Frank Clark.
Yep.
Obviously, Tyrann Mathieu missed the first game, you know, but he was back and had a major impact in the second week. And, you know, that's another team that I think, you know, flawed enough to consider that they may not just roll through the AFC right into the Super Bowl. But then, you know, they also have that guy, Patrick Mahomes. And so I think that, that's a team that will be playing for the Super Bowl as well. So, you know, I think it could be expected a little bit that they would be bumpy. They'd totally reconfigure their offensive line, sort of a response to the Super Bowl loss. And I think that, you know, they're a team that when you look at their postseason chances, it's going to be a lot of can they play well enough defensively to not lose a really important game in January.
When we were talking about the Chiefs, we were discussing the division. And Jeremy brought up, you know, the concept of the one seed and what if Kansas City loses to the Chargers. And we made a point, and I think it's a long way of getting to your thoughts on the Raiders. The Bills could absolutely still run their division and go 6-0. Kansas City's got a much tougher division than the Bills do in terms of the fight for the one seed discussion. Are the Raiders for real at 2-0? Would you say they are legit?
I like them as a potential playoff team, and I think your point is really good in terms of the AFC West. It's funny, but I was actually just watching the Broncos-Jags game when you guys called this morning. And, you know, I think that their division, Kansas City's, is much improved. You know, I think that when you look at the teams that are in it, you know, all four, to me, have a lot to like. I think when you look at how Derek Carr has played this year really well, I think that you look at some of the speed they have outside with Ruggs and Edwards and those guys, I just liked a lot about their offense. And then I'm not sure that there's a defensive end tandem that's playing as well in the league right now as the one in Las Vegas. And so you combine all that with the stadium. You know, the photographer I know was there the other night for the Monday night football game, the crazy one from week one, and he said he can't remember a stadium that had been quite that loud. And so, you know, to me, I just feel like they have a lot of things moving in the right direction. Are we talking a playoff team? Maybe number one seed. That seems to me a little ambitious, but I do think that they're in the mix, and I do think the Chiefs are playing in a division that's much, much, much improved.
We're with Greg Bishop from SI, and I'll get an NFC question, a couple in, but I wanted to – so the Bills play Kansas City in the fifth game, Greg, and then after that they play Tennessee. What do you make of the Titans? You know, the first week, blown out, I mean, destroyed, although, again, by what appears to be a very good Arizona team. And then the next week they go to Seattle, and they come back from 14 down in the fourth quarter. In the context of a team that we're thinking about in the AFC battle, what do you make of the Titans so far?
Yeah, I mean, to your point, I think they have played two really good teams, which sometimes can skew like the start of an NFL season. But when I look at Tennessee, I think that they are, that this doesn't look good. You know, they appear to be showing some cracks. You know, this is a team with so many great players. They added Julio Jones this offseason. Tannehill had another year to sort of prepare and get better. I think their start has been surprising, and I think it speaks to life in the NFL. You know, this is a league where things change dramatically, where teams get a lot of tape, where defenses play differently based week to week, even month to month. And I just think that they have not been in sync so far. So You know, I like Mike Vrabel as a coach. I think he does a good job. And I think that they definitely have enough talent to write their season. But if I were a Titans fan, I would be very concerned at this point.
NFC, again, kind of give me the pulse after two games. Speaking of future Bills opponents, they will play the Saints on Thanksgiving night in New Orleans. Great week one and a flop, at least offensively, in week two. So what about New Orleans in the Winston era?
I think that's how it's going to be for a little while. You're going to see some unevenness. You're going to see, like, you know, they're transitioning out of this Drew Brees era that lasted forever, that had so much success. I really do buy Winston and this season as being sort of a comeback, you know, year for him. I like the fact that he's working with Sean Payton. I think he's just going to get better as the year goes along and people like Mike Thomas start to come back. But I do think you're going to see some unevenness as they try to move forward from Drew Brees. You know, part of that will be the defense that has been, I think, much better than given credit for the last few years, but not quite as good enough to carry a team. And I think part of that will be Winston, you know, sort of getting comfortable and getting used to the receivers that he has and to his coach. And so, to me, New Orleans is a team that should be, like, right on the playoff fringe. And I think it'll be, you know, you'll see a lot of, like, really good performances like week one and then more spotty ones like week two.
The final thing I have for you is actually a suggestion that you should make to your bosses at SI. Now, you're out west, and we were just talking about the NFC West, 7-1 so far. The only loss is Seattle to Tennessee. People thought it would be the best division going into the season. It sure looks like top to bottom, all four teams you could make a strong case for making the playoffs, which probably won't happen. But I want to say, and I think those games, when they play each other inside the division, should be every single matchup should be a fantastic football game. So tell your folks at SI you want to just watch all of the NFC West games and cover those this year.
Absolutely. I love your idea. And also that means, you know, Los Angeles, San Francisco, you know, Phoenix. I can get behind that.
Good trips.
Sure. I think you guys have stumbled upon some brilliance this morning. Thank you.
Hey, we try and help out. Just always looking for some good suggestions and trying to help out. Greg, thank you first for getting up early out west and coming on with us this morning. We appreciate you giving us some time and enjoy the rest of the football season.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.